This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
An addiction can have a devastating effect on a family. Today, we continue the story of David and Susie Snyder and David's recovery from addiction. I'm Ted Siemens. It's my pleasure that we can spend this time together. David and Susie Snyder served with CMF in the nation of Kenya, and during their time there, David developed an addiction to prescription drugs. He had migraine headaches, and these migraines increased in frequency and intensity. David starts off our time today by talking about the consequences of his addiction.
I would say that addiction has a devastating effect on a family. In the case of our family, our children were uprooted from their school and had to leave their friends. Susie had established herself as really primary care physician for a number of Maasai communities and was hosting medical interns. Just had a lot of things planned, and all those plans came to a screeching halt. You can't be an active addiction or have a family member and continue life as normal. Once we were aware of the challenge, we had to face it, and our mission was very compassionate about it. First of all, it required a 6-week treatment period where I went to an alcohol and drug treatment place. And that was hard, too, to be faced with an emergency, a crisis as a family, and then to be told, well, the first 4 weeks we'd have to deal with it separately, alone. And that was also devastating. The ray of hope that we caught, because Susie and I were both expressing concern about our children, Rebecca and Lauren, and one was sixth grade, I believe, and ninth grade. And we were told by counselors that the kids would adapt and adjust much more quickly than we would. And that turned out to be very much the case. The girls decided they wanted to bloom where they were planted and to try out some new things that they hadn't otherwise been able to do, and elected to go to a huge school system rather than a private Christian one, since they had been in smaller Christian schools all their lives. And so they ended up being able to try out the swim team or the band, and Lauren, with Lauren playing saxophone. So for the kids, it was devastating at first, but they adapted and they saw that God could have a new plan and purpose for them to just to live fully. And it took Susie and I quite a bit longer to come to that realization that there were new opportunities and that life wasn't over, because it sure seemed like life as we knew it was over.
I would just echo that when the addiction became apparent, and it wasn't for a long time. It was smoldering, it was growing, it was happening without our awareness, which is kind of one of the facets of it, the denial. And a couple of times Dave knew that he was using too much medication and tried to stop, went into withdrawal. I thought he had the flu, didn't see it at all. And it wasn't until I couldn't account for all the pills that I thought he should have had that I got an inkling that some problem was up. I know I asked him about using an injection of medicine when he didn't have a migraine and using medication. And he said, well, I'm almost out. And he should have had a couple of years supply. And so it just seemed kind of fishy. And I recounted this to a teammate who immediately saw this as a problem. And then our team leader got involved, and there was an intervention time where Dave was confronted. And to his credit, he did agree that there was a problem. And they referred us to a Christian counseling center, who then referred us to the drug and treatment program. And as Dave said, he was admitted for 4 weeks inpatient stay. Mm-hmm. And during that time, then there was a lot of activity going on. I mean, he was really busy in the drug treatment program. And then our team was busy trying to figure out what to do with us. And then I was trying to deal with the girls. And our team basically felt like there wasn't adequate care for Dave in Kenya, and that our family needed to come back to the States. Both for the drug treatment and rehabilitation from the addiction, but also then for treatment for the migraines, which had started the whole thing, and there just wasn't adequate medical resources in Kenya. So their recommendation was for us to come back. And within a 6-week time, we went from thinking we knew what was happening with life to everything changing. I mean, life as we knew it just exploded. And as our counselors have said, the bomb went off. And there were a lot of losses. We had to pack up everything we owned. We had to decide for every little item in the house, you know, do we keep it? Do we sell it? Do we give it away? Mm. What happens to it? The dogs, the cats, all the animals had to be given away. Actually, one dog died, which was further trauma for the girls. And they had to finish up the school year and say goodbye to friends and teachers. And we lost home, we lost school, we lost friends, we lost our roles, our ministry, our positions, jobs changed. You know, groups and plans, activities we had lined up on the schedule had to be totally cleared. So, definitely a lot of chaos at that time. Mm-hmm. And, within 6 weeks, we packed up everything and finished school and headed back to the States. And, we were brought back to, Indianapolis where our group's home office is. And they found counselors for us and a drug treatment program for Dave to get engaged with, and then started the long road of recovery.
Well, the thing that impresses me as you're sharing this story is how your organization has reacted. They recognize that they as an organization needed to help you as a family. And I'm very impressed with that. And so maybe you could talk about how you see the role of your organization in this, and that this can perhaps be something that could help others who may be looking at similar situations.
Well, yes, we got the message pretty quickly once we returned to the U.S. That our organization, in terms of member care, they were not wanting to pack us up as a family and ship us off to some experts in California or Minnesota or wherever. Rather, they said, we've got some good resources right here, and we would like to be part of your care team and, you know, your encouragers. We'd been a part of the organization for almost 15 years and had developed some strong relationships, and it was just so encouraging to hear them say that they wanted to be there for us as we had been there for others over the years, rather than, you know, packing us up as a problem that needed to be dealt with, you know, elsewhere so as not to interfere with their ongoing operations. So that was very encouraging and has continued to be. And then to see how God weaves things together as well. One of my closest friends in ministry who I'd been around to help years ago ended up being senior minister of a church in just a little north of Indianapolis. And so engaging in his church, and he'd even had training and experience leading an aftercare group for chemically dependent teenagers when he was a youth minister. So we could see signs clearly of care from our organization, and then God weaving us together with others who had become primary encouragers.
I would echo that CMF International did a great deal to help us. The organization has a division called Member Care, and that's one of the key goals, to care for the members. And in any type of crisis, there are several different steps, the first being starting with the field team. The team leader often is the first responder, and got care going there on the field. And then there are the folks here in the office in the U.S. who help evaluate, are there services available at the home country or the field of service, which is better? What do we need to do? Can we get care there, or do we need to evacuate the family? So in our case, they maximized the resources that were available in Kenya and got us connected up to counselors and then the drug treatment program there. But then finally decided further services that are needed are not available. So at that point, they brought us home, but didn't abandon us. And like Dave said, really, we're an integral part in the care team. CMF has a clinical psychologist on staff, but he realized his limited experience with addiction. So he pulled in outside counselors, the drug treatment program here locally. We basically took the approach of accepting whatever recommendations were given to us. So Dave immediately went into, after doing the 6 week of inpatient treatment in Kenya, upon arriving in the U.S., then joined the outpatient intensive care program of a drug treatment center locally. He also did 90 meetings in 90 days, going to AA and NA meetings. And I went to a lot of those with us. We went as a family to AA, Al-Anon, and Alateen meetings, because the whole family is definitely affected and the whole family needed care. CMF also lined up a marriage and family counselor for us who saw me and Dave, and then also the girls at times. And then CMF lined up an addiction therapist as well for Dave. And that person also met with me. So we definitely had a lot of resources poured into us. And CMF lined things up. And then they also, our insurance was able to help cover some of the costs. And then the member care budget helped cover some of the initial costs as well. And they kept us on salary. They gave us a medical leave for an extended period of time because Dave wasn't able really, we weren't able to be on the field. We couldn't work in that capacity. And then there was definitely a period of disability for the whole family.
Dr. Susie Snyder finishing up our conversation on her husband David's addiction and recovery to prescription drugs. On our next time together, David and Susie will continue to share the details of their family's recovery and the important role that their organization played in the process. As always, we enjoy hearing from you and we welcome your correspondence. Our email address is info@membercareradio.com. For Scott and our Member Care Media staff, I'm Ted Siemens, inviting you to join us again.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.